The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions, where there's a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to thank our sponsors, Vocal Dental Supply, Henry Schein Dental Supply, and Patterson Dental Supply. And again, a shout out to David Wolf and his podcast team for their excellent job producing these podcasts. A short time ago, we had an expert in trying to reduce debt and educate us on how we could be more efficient with the funds that we have available. And his name was Mr. Adam Carroll, and his method is the SHRED method. And we're kind enough to have Adam back with us. Adam, thanks so much for taking time from your busy schedule. Give us a little bit of a background. I don't think we have to completely summarize the last podcast, but a little bit of your background, how you got involved with this, how long you've been doing it, and what you feel your main focus of your company and your team is to help our profession.
Yeah. Well, I've been a professional speaker for the last 20 years, and I call myself a financial educator because the topic of my talks was mainly personal finance. My background, Kevin, I was a mortgage guy for a while. It was a good 7-year run, and I happened to own a mortgage brokerage between 2007 and 2010. So you might recall what was going on in those years.
I'm having heart pains as you're talking about it. Yes.
Yeah, it was a challenging time, but we ran our business a little bit differently than most. Our goal was to refinance people's finances. And so we wanted to help people that were in maybe a precarious situation get out of it, allowing them to create more cash flow, better investment opportunities, and the ability to create some really serious discretionary income that would allow them to pursue freedom. And so today, through the SHRED method, you know, we're helping dental professionals. We've got surgeons. We've got attorneys on our roster, all folks who have really high or have had high student loan debt, maybe practice debt, could be equipment loans that they've taken out. And we help them shred those in record time, usually between 3 and 5 years.
Well, in our last podcast, you made a point that stuck with me, and that is probably one of our most significant debt is interest that we pay on debt. Mm-hmm. And when I think our audience thinks and considers that, that's a huge expense and many times unnecessary. And your team and organization, like you said, many times can eliminate that debt in 3 to 5 years.
That's right.
And that's a real boon, not just psychologically, but financially also. And mm-hmm. I think it might be nice for you to talk to the audience about some passive incomes. In other words, we're all pretty decent about making money in the dental field, but yeah, there's so many other things to do with those dollars that many times because of lack of confidence, complacency, et cetera, et cetera. Could you touch on that topic and give us a little background and education in that area?
Absolutely. One of the client bases that I work with very closely are marketing and advertising agency owners. And the numbers there may be a little bit different than your clientele, but I think the message is still sound. You know, that group of individuals, they'll work years and years, decades of their lives building an agency. And then they get to the end of their career and they're looking for an exit, but about 90% of them just close their doors and walk away from the business. So only 10% maybe actually sell the practice or the agency at the end of their career. And I've done a program for years now with a good friend of mine who runs a summit for that group. And I've said, the goal is to build wealth outside of your practice. And the same would be true of dental practitioners. You are going to build wealth in your practice, but it's really essential that you build wealth outside the practice as well. And the way we like to do that is by creating massive, passive permanent streams of income. So what that looks like is a dentist could make really significant income, but if they're spending right up to the level of what they make, there's not a lot left over to go out and put to work. And so every year in an ideal setting, a dentist should be putting anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 a year, maybe more if they can, into things like syndications, real estate deals. It could be into intellectual property plays, structured notes, things that ultimately create passive income or cash flow on a month-by-month or quarter-by-quarter basis. And the reason behind this, Kevin, which I'm sure you've already gotten to, is that when it comes time to transition out of your practice, whether you sell it or you don't, the goal should be that when you leave, there's enough passive income coming in that all of your expenses are taken care of, and what you get out of your practice is simply icing on top of icing. And who doesn't like more icing, right? So that's really what we are trying to teach people how to do, is through the Shred Method process, create more equity, reduce the amount of interest expense that you have every year. With the extra interest saved, the amount saved on interest, go deploy that in means that create massive passive permanent streams of income.
I've always looked at this financial planning. It's like a diet. We know it works. The problem is we don't stick to it. We see that pretty new car or boat, and we see these things and we say we have to have it. Or in our field, most of the dentists like trinkets. We see a piece of equipment and we don't really consider what that return on investment is actually going to bring us. Yeah. Many of these pieces of equipment that we're purchasing are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm going, unless you're working another 60 years, you're never going to receive a return on that investment. Right. And like most high tech, within 48 to 24 months, there's a new and different, brighter toy to sell us. If we were to become clients, just give us a background. What is it that your team is looking for? Do you need tons and tons of data, or is it just generally a flow sheet of maybe 10 or 15 items that your team needs to know about? What would be the actual, let's say, recipe for us to contact you and say, look, we need help. Yeah. Can I have a roadmap? Can you help me here? What are you and your team looking for?
Yeah, so the coaches on my team, one of the things that we do, we start out with a financial assessment, which is basically we're looking at, for, particularly for dentists, we're looking at the business, you know, income and expense, the debt profile and all of that. And then we're looking at personally. So we can work with individuals on just the personal side and help them eradicate student loans and the mortgage and car loans and all of that. And or we can include some of the practice debt in there and show them how Shred can work for that. But you hit the nail on the head, Kevin. We ask for income. We ask what the expense numbers are. We look at the debts and we include balance, the original amount owed, the interest rate, the monthly payments. And we begin to strategize with you. How do you structure the payoff of these, either using the income you already have or maybe even some of the sideline funds that you have, making sure that we're tapping into the available money, but also creating accessible money for you in case a time of need happens. Our general process of working with someone is about 12 months. It can be 10 to 12 months, depending on, you know, how disciplined our clients are. And I would say on average, we spend probably, we will ask our clients to spend an extra maybe 15 to 20 minutes a week in their finances. And we'll spend an extra maybe 60 to 90 minutes a month just meeting and talking through choices that are happening. But by and large, what most of our clients see is they're going to save bare minimum tens of thousands of dollars in the first 6 months with our payoff process in the amount of interest that they would normally pay in the life of that loan. And more than that, Kevin, there's like this new sense of getting a lease on life where right now, my assumption is that some of your listeners, they work really hard, they make really good money, but at the end of the month, they're still left with this feeling of like, there should be more. I don't know why there isn't more.
Adam, is there some, I hate to say like a cookbook, but with your experience and background in finances, I find that dentists are looking for like a formula. They're looking for something that's sort of cookie cutter so they understand it. It may not be appropriate in all manners, but is there a formula or a suggestion that you say, Dr. and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they're at age 65, and yep. how do you calculate the estimated nest egg that they should have to carry them through their retirement years so that they're not looking over their shoulder like, oh, brother, I didn't think. Is there something, a formula or a recommendation just to put some of our listeners on potentially the right track?
Yeah. Well, you did nail it. I mean, it's 15 to, you know, I've heard 15 to 20 times of the amount that you are currently spending needs to be put away in the 4 or 5% rule. It depends on who you're talking to these days. The assumption being you could withdraw 5% of that money, you know, year over year, and you would have plenty to last through the rest of your days. Now, I maintain there's a little bit more to it than that, because my parents, they retired about 7 years ago. And my dad has always maintained that there is go-go years in retirement, there is slow-go years, and there is no-go years in retirement. And they are in go-go years. They are traveling. They go out to eat. They have tons of friends they love to go spend time with. And he said, the assumption that you're going to spend less in retirement is a faulty assumption. He said, we have clearly spent more in retirement than we would have spent when we were working, because we're doing more fun things. We're traveling, we're taking vacations, et cetera.
And you have more time.
You have more time.
You know?
And so I think, you know, for a dentist that's maybe reaching the end of their working career, but now they're broaching into retirement or consulting or moonlighting or whatever they're going to do, it's really figuring out, what does 65 to 75 look like? What does 75 to 85 look like? What does 85 to 90 or 95 look like? And let's break down how much might you be spending in those years to then work into that number. In our cookbook, to use your language, one of the things we would ask is, how much passive income have you created? So if we know that there's $5,000 or $10,000 a month already coming in, the amount that someone needs to retire may be significantly less. And so we factor those numbers in as well.
So I know some of our conversations were off mic, and I just want to make sure our listeners understood what you were saying. Let's yeah. just say Dr. Smith has a monthly expense of $10,000 a month or $112,000 a year.
Yep.
You would take that $112,000 a year and multiply that times 15 or 20, and that would give you a ballpark of the nest egg that you'd be trying to accomplish, so that you're not necessarily providing, you know, you're only going to be taking perhaps 4 or 5% of those dollars. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. I just wanted to make sure, because some of the conversations was off mic, and I wanted to make sure our listeners were on the same page that you're talking about and I'm talking about. Can I just ask you, can you tell us how our listeners can reach out to your team? What's the best way for them to get to you? And hopefully they'll be following up, so you can not just help me, but all of our listeners. I mean, debt not only has a financial strain, but the psychological strain of waking up and knowing that you have this noose around your neck, I think is damaging to a lot of people. And I think you quoted that financial freedom is just a huge relief if you can obtain it. And like anything, it can be done if you take the proper strategic steps.
No
doubt.
So
how do we reach out to you?
The best way to reach us is the website, which is theshredmethod.com. And on that site, Kevin, there's a 20 or 30 minute masterclass that you can watch at 1.5 times speed and get all of the particulars of how this program works. We are more than happy as a team as well. Our coaches will spend 20 or 30 minutes with individuals and run numbers through our calculator and show you exactly what's possible. And really, here's why we do what we do, Kevin. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. We exist to help individuals and families create freedom and flexibility in their lives. And this was shared with me years ago by a software engineer. He said, we're all after financial freedom, but he said, what we really get through financial freedom is time freedom. Because when we have money, we have time usually. Time freedom leads to relationship freedom. So when we have time, we spend time with people we want to spend time with. And relationship freedom gives us service freedom. the ability to give back, the ability to do what we were put here on earth to do. And so the Shred Method, from our perspective, is one of the safest, most secure and certain ways of getting to that financial freedom point as quickly as humanly possible.
Hey, what a wonderful podcast. I found you personally extremely interesting, easy to understand, and I think you'd be a huge help, not just to me, but to our dental profession. We've been listening to Mr. Adam Carroll. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin with Ascent Dental Solutions, with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. A big shout out to our sponsors, Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, and Vocal Dental Supply. And Adam, thank you so much. We look forward to having you back in the future.
Dr. Coughlin, thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.